got the profit up. I always double up. It ain't nothing, bruh. It ain't nothing, bruh.
This is it. Welcome to Carpool Shenanigans Season 2. If you're someone who's been here since the beginning, we appreciate all the love and support you've shown us. If you're new, let's get weird.
I got the profit up. I always double up. It ain't nothing, bro. It ain't nothing, bro.
This week on Carpool Shenanigans.
Yo, this movie's about to do work. Like, the fact that it got nominated for an Oscar, I was like, yo.
That sounded...
We're on a whole nother level. Like, I mean, an intimate level together after watching that together. I felt like we could have gone to a dark room and held each other, you know, and cried on each other's shoulders after that movie was over. Straight up.
Seven Deadly Sins is on that top five, right?
Man, you get here. Hell no. Hell no. You know better.
If you haven't actually watched Demon Slayer, you're probably a piece of shit. If you've never watched Demon Slayer, the series, by now, you're probably a dude that lives in his basement fucking a cat like a dick koozie.
Oh my god!
And now, a word from our sponsor.
If you're sick of having to wade through 2 hours of fluff in order to get a few good takeaways, tune in to the Art of Manliness podcast. We glean and distill the very best insights from the world's experts in self-improvement, philosophy, practical skills, history, and more, and do so in under an hour. Without all the eye roll, inducing filler, you'll walk away from every episode of Art of Manliness podcast with actionable insights you can start implementing today. To improve your life, make sure to listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other podcast player. Each episode comes with a barrel of whiskey, some chest hair, and a bearskin rug. So bring your bald eagle and listen today.
America! All right, hold on. Let's do it again. Hold on. I want to do it again.
All right, and go.
If you're sick of having to wade through 2 hours of fluff in order to get a few good takeaways, tune into the Art of Manliness podcast. We glean and distill in the very best insights from the world's experts in self-improvement, philosophy, practical skills, history, and more, and do so in under an hour without all the eye-rolling inducing filler. You'll walk away from every episode of the AOM podcast with actionable insights you can start implementing today. Improve your life. Listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or podcast players.
Shoo-wee! Listen today.
So you can choose which one you want to do.
I think we just put it all together.
All right. Welcome to Carpool Shenanigans. Thanks for joining in. Today, I have a special guest with me today, and we're going to talk about the new Demon Slayer movie that came out. It was a guy that I actually went to the theater and seen with. And so here we are to talk about it. My name is Beefy McWhat now, and I have Jeremy, who is joining me with me today. Unfortunately, can't see his face, but he's here with us.
Yes, hello. I have a basic name. That's all right.
You don't have one like Beefy McWhat now.
I don't. I didn't know I was supposed to get that creative, but next time. If there is ever a next time, I will be super duper creative. Sorry.
Oh, Justin does it all. Last week it was Udolf Hootler.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a catchy one.
Yeah. Well, today we're not joined by Justin because Justin has a thing called work, and so he is going to be out on this one. He didn't actually get to go see the new Demon Slayer movie, so I was like, well, why don't I bring on somebody that actually knows the movie? And we're crazy about Demon Slayer.
Oh, for sure. Love that shit.
It's a great anime.
It really is. It's such a good anime. And then the art in it is like, oh man, it's crazy.
It's totally different from any other anime you watch. Completely different.
For sure. It definitely, and I've watched a good bit of anime, and it's definitely like one that I highly recommend people to watch, just because it was one of those deals where like I didn't see it, and then I forgot, someone was telling me, I think it might have been my brother, he was like, yo, you need to watch this anime, it's so dope, it's so good. And then I was like, all right, I'll check it out. And then like the first episode, I was like, bruh. I was like, this anime right here is the shit.
Yeah. I was doing actually some research on it. Did you know that, of course, Mortal Kombat did beat it in the box office, but it was out in a shorter amount of time than Mortal Kombat, from what I was hearing. It has still been the best movie, animated movie, to play in a theater.
Bro, I'm actually going to go see it again.
Are you
I'll probably gonna go see it this weekend. I'll go see the sub version though. I think the sub version definitely, obviously, is gonna have more feeling to it, you know.
I actually prefer the sub version because I don't like Inosuke's.
The boar dude. Oh, yeah. Inosuke or whatever his name is.
Inosuke, yeah. I don't like his whole voice in the English version.
You know, I didn't like it either, man. Like, out of, you know, honestly, the dub version, like before this even came out, you know, whenever the dub version hit Netflix, I decided to watch it again. And so just to see if I could watch the dub version. And so I watched it all on Netflix, and it was right, man. I thought Oh's voice was good. Zenitsu's is the one that kind of threw me off a little bit.
Yeah, well, what do you mean?
His voice, it just, I don't know, like, I felt like Zenitsu's voice, I wasn't expecting such a deep voice in the,
him and
version.
SK should have switched voices.
You know what? I agree to that. I 100% agree. I felt like they should have switched voices, just because, you know, Inosuke's is a little bit deeper in the sub version, and in the dub version, it's not as, I don't know, it's just not as deep.
No, I completely agree. I was like, you know, and
he doesn't have that baritone voice. But yeah, no, it was definitely one of those it's one of those animes that, man, it gets in the feelings, you know, it just gets in your feelings.
Yeah. Justin asked, was it different voice actors?
From the sub versus the dub, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, yeah, I would have to say. But so what was the best part of that movie?
Of that movie, I will say this, you know, I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was good. I thought it was a good movie. My biggest thing was it was slow at first. But my favorite part, I would have to say, definitely on the action side, is towards the end. Definitely when Rengoku starts fighting that upper moon. I think he's Upper Moon 3. I don't know his name. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah. No, but, I
That was definitely, hands down, one of my favorite action parts throughout the movie. And then, obviously, whenever when Inosuke was like trying to get to and Jiro and what's her face, the girl. Nezuko. I'm drawing a blank. Nezuko, thank you. Yeah. Whenever they're in like that dream world, and he's like, all right, my underlings, if you do this, you can have this. That was hilarious.
It was pretty good.
That was hilarious. But On another note, as far as my other favorite part was, I think definitely whenever they were, you know, like I said, this anime gets in your feels. I felt like one of my favorite parts was whenever Tanjiro was in the dream and he was having to walk away from his family whenever he was like, this isn't real, and he had to walk away. Like, I was like, oh my god.
And he had to kill himself over and over and over again.
Yes.
Like, it was just so insane. Like, if you actually think about, like you're like, oh, this is just a movie, but like, in the end, he had to actually kill himself every time. And that guy put him to sleep how many times? Hundreds of times. Put him to sleep. It's crazy.
It was good. Now, as far as it being better than the series, because Justin said, is it better than the series? I see there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think so. I mean, you know, there's only so much they could put into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so maybe, I mean, it was good for what it was. I enjoyed it. I think it had a lot of hype just because of the whole COVID and them holding out on it. I guess I put it up on this pedestal, bro. Like, I was like,
I did too.
This movie is going to destroy every single movie I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, yo, this movie is about to do work. Like, the fact that it got nominated for an Oscar, I was like, yo, this movie.
Yeah. But so did it hold those standards in your position? I mean, in your.
In my opinion, I think it fell a little short, honestly, man.
I have to agree. Like, there were some good parts in it, don't get me wrong, but
there was
not Nezuko, Lightning Guy.
Zenitsu, bro. Zenitsu. Oh my god. My boy let me down. Let me tell you, that was, you know, other than that, the entire movie I loved. I really did love the movie. I thought it was a good movie. Yeah. But I felt so let down from Zenitsu. I was like, I'm like, bro.
I know, because when he came in there and he was like, I mean, just the whole thing was just hilarious, you know, because he was like, it was just one quick slash and that was it.
I know.
Because he's like pretty much, he can take on, I would think, any demon, honestly. Like, in that
you would think so.
In that quick amount of second, he could probably take on any demon. I would almost think that he could almost take on that higher ranked demon.
You know, you would think so. I hope that's the case. I'm holding out for my boy. I know he let me down this time, but you know, he's an underdog, I think.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is because no one has actually seen his powers. No one, except for Nezuko.
Yeah, it's about, I like, it's only a matter before the floodgates are going to open and he's going to be that dude that everyone's like, Tanjiro, who?
Exactly. So I think that was probably what I think a lot of people's let down because he's kind of grown to be almost a favorite in the movie, which you never really kind of root for the crybaby of the whole group.
Right.
He was just hilarious.
To answer Justin's last question, is there a way to bring that back up? I can.
Oh, is it not up?
No, not that one. He asked one before. It was something about
that one right there.
That one. Okay. To answer that question, I feel like Mitch and I have grown to be so much closer now. We're on a whole nother level. Like, I mean, an intimate level together after watching that together. I felt like we could have gone to a dark room and held each other, you know, and cried on each other's shoulders after that movie was over. Straight up. There was so much emotion in that movie. It just brought us closer. No. I can't even be serious. No.
I do have to say I did get a tingle in my pants.
Yeah. It was definitely one of those movies, like, you know, there were some really sad moments, and I don't know. I don't care what people think. You know, if it's going, if an anime is good, that's how I know it's a good anime. If an anime makes you start tearing up, I'm like, yo, this anime right here, yo, fire.
That's true.
But
Justin put happy for the beautiful couple. He made he's speechless.
Mitch, you're speechless. No, Justin, I did. Go ahead.
Justin asked if it was better than Mortal Kombat.
Okay. All right. Mortal Kombat. First of all, I was pumped for Mortal Kombat. You know, honestly, you know, whenever you go see a movie and you go see it at the theater, you're like, you know, if you enjoyed the movie, you're like, you know, that was worth it. You know, spending that money was worth it. Put it like this. Whenever I see Mortal Kombat, I didn't go to the theater to see it. I watched it at my buddy's house, and I 100% said, man, I'm glad I didn't spend money on that movie.
Yeah, really? You were even dressed up.
Oh, yeah. I was at 99 Cent Store Sub-Zero, bro.
That's funny, because I might actually use that picture as the backdrop for this.
No, it was definitely yeah, I was pumped for it, man. I got dressed up and all. Dang. But it was like legit two different movies.
It was, wasn't it? Because I have to say I would watch Demon Slayer again than Mortal Kombat. I like Mortal Kombat, but there were some things I was kind of like, there was a lot of hype on Mortal Kombat.
There was
a lot of hype.
Well, but that's been coming from years.
Yeah. But
years.
Demon Slayer had a lot of hype to it too. And maybe that's why there's kind of a slight disappointment, is because maybe we wanted a little bit more.
Yeah, you know, I stay pretty up to date on like there's a few YouTubers that they get down with, like, you know, they'll do reviews on it. A chance Chinny just on, but that being said, I agree with you. I think the let wasn't a huge letdown. It's just like, isn't like damn, have you seen that movie? Yo, you gotta see it. Like, this shit is dope. Like, this anime movie is like one of the best ones I've seen. You know, that's what I thought it was going to be, because I felt like they waited for so long to put it out in the U.S. And obviously it's due to, because they wanted to make money, but and because of COVID. But it's just, I felt like they waited too long.
They did wait too long, but I mean, it was still, I think it was still worth it.
I agree. No, it was worth the wait for me. I say that, you know, that I think they waited too long, but at the same time, I felt like it was worth the wait, because I knew I didn't want to see a bootleg version of it. And
exactly.
And I knew I wanted to see it in the theater, because, you know, you got to support these animes that come out in theater, because, you know, there's not a lot of anime that does hit theater nowadays. You know, anime used to not be as mainstream as it is now. And so now that it's getting mainstream and more people are getting into anime, I'm trying to support anime all day.
Well, hell yeah. I mean, I've only been newly to anime, and I mean, my first ever one was Hunter x Hunter. And I just remember just staying up all night, binge watching Hunter x Hunter, which, shout out, by the way, because Hunter x Hunter, the new season comes out.
There's a new season today coming out?
Yeah, there's a new season coming out, Hunter x Hunter.
Really?
Dude, it's like next month.
No way. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I actually didn't know about it until like less than a month ago. Somebody said, I want to say it was Omar, said that Hunter x Hunter was coming out. And sure, okay. That's why I thought your brother was wearing the shirt. He was supporting.
Nah, he's just a big out. He's a big Hunter x Hunter fan. He, like, man, I know so many people that have been trying to get me to watch Hunter x Hunter for years.
Wait a minute,
I mean,
you've never watched Hunter x Hunter?
No, I watched it. I watched it, but I haven't finished it. I got to the part where it's like they're in the video game.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you've gotten pretty far in Hunter x Hunter.
Yeah, they're in the video game, and they're training with That big bulky chick.
Yeah, yeah.
I think her name's like Jaeger Biscuit or some shit like that. I think not some shit like that. I don't even know. Some crazy shit like that.
Jaeger Biscuit.
But top five animes.
Yeah. Justin knows mine, so what's yours?
Mine? Oh, that's tough, man. Cause it's changed. It has changed. Top five anime. Okay.
Demon Slayer number one, right?
You know, Demon Slayer there, man. It's definitely one of the top five for sure. Because obviously it's new, it's a new anime, but it's that good to me. Demon Slayer definitely made my top five. Demon Slayer, one called Wolf's Rain. It's an older anime. It came out back in like maybe late 90s, early 2000, maybe.
What's it called? Wolf Rain?
Wolf's Rain.
Okay. All right. I bet Justin's watched that one.
It's about it's like a post-apocalyptic lighting and about these wolves that shapeshift into humans and they're all searching for paradise.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And it's a really good anime. It's got great emotion and it gets into your feelings. It's a good anime. It was like one of the first ones I ever really got into, but I loved it. And to this day, I love it. I've watched it at least four or five times.
Okay.
It's not very long.
And Demon Slayer's on that top five, right? Not Demon Slayer. Seven Deadly Sins is on that top five, right?
Man, you get here. Hell no. Hell no. You know better. No. So Demon Slayer, Wolf's Rain. I gotta put Shippuden in there. Naruto Shippuden.
Oh, Naruto? Naruto.
Yeah, Naruto Shippuden's up there too. I freaking love Shippuden. I got into Shippuden. I first got into Naruto when it was Naruto, and I can't believe I got through that. It was rough. It was rough. But Shippuden came out and I loved it. I loved every bit of it. Until the very end, they started hitting us with so many fillers. It sucked. It was too much. Yeah, I hate that. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're still in my top five for sure. So Demon Slayer, Shippuden, Wolf's Rain.
Seven Deadly Sins.
You Can Eat a Dick.
One Punch Man?
No, you know, I still haven't watched it. I haven't watched One Punch Man. I've watched like maybe one or two episodes.
Well, I liked One Punch Man. But I hear they're coming out with a new season of One Punch Man too.
I have heard something like that.
But
what else? Full Metal Alchemist.
Okay.
Hands down, Full Metal Alchemist for sure. That's another great one. And then my last one, I'd probably have to go with
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Man, Jujutsu Kaisen. Yes, I like Jujutsu Kaisen more than My Hero Academia.
My Hero. I guess man, really?
You know, don't get me wrong. I love My Hero Academia, but man, Jujutsu Kaisen blew My Hero Academia out of the park. Like, I'm definitely a Jujutsu Kaisen fan over My Hero Academia, 100%.
Really?
Yes. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love My Hero Academia, and I'm watching the current season. I'm like three episodes behind, but nonetheless, Jujutsu Kaisen, bro. I cannot freaking wait till a new season comes out. I don't know when that's going to be, but I cannot freaking wait.
It's going to be badass.
Yeah.
I do have to say, I watched that, and it was fantastic.
Jujutsu Kaisen?
Yeah, dude. I watched that
bro. Whole season. It was good, man. Jujutsu Kaisen was really good. I was definitely impressed with it. My brother was trying to, like, my brother's the go-to guy for anime. He's like, he watches a lot more anime than me. And he's always like, yo, you need to check out this anime. And I'm like, all right, we'll see. And then And then finally I check it out. I'm like, bro, the anime was so fucking good. But yeah, Jujutsu Kaisen is the shit.
What about, there was one other anime I was just about to say. There was Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen. You got My Hero Academia. There was another one I just watched not too long ago, and it was pretty good. Oh, have you ever watched the time I got reincarnated as a slime?
Yeah, absolutely. That
not
was
bad
actually,
either.
That's actually a pretty decent anime. They call those I think it's a type of genre. I think it's like Ikitosen or Aikitosen. I don't know. I'm definitely butchering it. But like, so My Hero Academia, that's a shonen. So it's a type of genre of anime. And because there's a lot of those, the time I got reincarnated as a slime, there's a lot of those out right now. There's one called I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, and there's another one like the time I got reincarnated as a spider.
I was about to say, I think I heard of the spider one.
Yeah, and then there's another one that just came out. The time I got reincarnated as a witch and my power level's 99. So there's a bunch of those. That's but they're true. Pretty good. But the time I got reincarnated by slime is... I really like that one. That one's a good one.
So let's go back real quick because I want to talk a little bit. I'm doing a big spoiler for everybody, but I don't give a fuck. They can go fuck themselves. But
cold blooded, bro. At least you got to put the warning out.
Yeah,
like,
well,
if you want to listen to this, just know you're about to get spoiled. Something
you're about to get spoiled. So, Rogenko, right?
Rengoku. Yeah, Rengoku.
Dude, that fight when he fought that motherfucker. And
bro,
dude,
let's talk about that fight.
Let's talk about that fight. Let's talk about that fight.
Let's talk about that fight. Man, that fight was so what's the word I'm looking at? Aesthetically pleasing? Is that a visual?
Yeah,
like
I kind of feel like I'm masturbating while watching it.
Bro, it was the visuals in that fight were insane. I mean, like, I'm telling you, there's not another anime that's doing it like Demon Slayer. There's nothing out there that are doing it like Demon Slayer, and it makes it all the more better. Like,
and I think a lot of that contributes to the art that they put into that.
Yes. Just the visuals in that fight was just so fucking insane.
You felt like you were right there.
Yes. It honestly, you know, I cannot wait. It made me even more hyped for this show because it's like, not only did we not know very much about Rengoku, all we knew is that he was a boss.
A boss.
We know he was a straight up boss. He was one of the high tier demon slayers.
Yeah.
And you know, we didn't get much backstory to him, which they did a pretty decent job of giving you some good backstory on him in this movie. And I love the fact that they did that because there's been movies and animes where like you meet this character and he's just this total badass and you meet him for like one episode and then he dies and you're just like, all right, like that dude was like really cool, but like who the fuck is he?
Exactly. You know?
So I'm really glad that they had some backstory about him and he was dope. Like I really like that. I hope later in the anime they give a little bit more backstory. And I think they set it up because he didn't say at the end of the movie he was like whenever he was about to damn, this is a huge spoiler. I'm sorry. All right, I'm sorry. I'm one of those people you can spoil it for me. It'll just make me want to watch it more. But whenever he was dying, he was like, he was like, I remembered something in my dream. My father was reading these scrolls or some book that talked about his
Kagra dance.
Yeah, his Kagra dance. And so to me, that was a setup for Tanjiro later in the show to go like look for his father and get a little bit more back history. And I think that's cool that they did that. So it definitely, even though Rengoku's not there and he's dead, he's still going to live on, and I thought that was awesome.
Well, yeah, because they're going to want to, you know, avenge him eventually.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was just...
Dude was a G, man. The fact that he was holding his own with that upper moon by himself, I was like, damn. Yo, if he's this badass...
Imagine what the others are like.
Because we got a little taste of... Just what they're like, their personalities.
Uh-huh.
And I can't help but think that out of all the top, what are they called?
I thought it started with an I.
It starts with Ishira or Haishira, some shit like that. The big dogs. All right, the big dogs. I cannot wait to see what they have in store for us. Like, I mean, it's going to be insane. I can't help but think that out of all the big dogs that we got to see of all the demon slayers, like, that were lined up when Tanjiro first met him, like, I don't know, that dude that's real quiet and, like, is, like, kind of looking off into the sky the time. That dude looks like he's going to be a badass. Like, it's usually the quiet ones you have to worry about. Like, those dudes, they don't fuck around.
I would see either thinking him or the guy that cries.
Oh, I bet the dude that cries is badass, too.
Dude, you know he's badass because, like, literally, because he cries all the time. So, I just have a feeling, like, he is going to be off the chain.
Oh, for sure.
But I've, like, even the crazy guy, like, the guy that's fucking nuts. His eyes are all fucking wired.
Oh, yeah. The dude that has all the scars?
Yeah, dude. And he's like,
Yeah.
Dude, I feel like he's going to be fucking...
Oh, for sure. Insane. I don't know, man. I think there's a little something suspect about the leader, though.
Yeah, I think that there's... Because I...
There's
like,
something sussy. What's up with his face being all jacked up,
I know,
up,
exactly.
Bro?
Like, he has to be something. Something has happened. Because you don't know anything about his past.
Yeah, we don't know anything about him.
So I have
unless you're reading the manga, which I'm not reading the manga.
No, I'm not. That would definitely spoil it for me. But, he has to have some backstory to him because you don't know anything about him, and he's gonna die soon because of the way he said it. So they're gonna have to go over who he is, what he was, why he's so respected.
Yeah, they're gonna have to give us some kind of backstory eventually.
Yeah. So
you know what's you know what else is really creepy?
What is?
Yo, he's always got these little hoes around him, bro.
Dude, like, I know.
They look hella young. I mean, they look like some gel bait, bro.
Now,
like,
I'm sitting there and I'm like, Beefy Mick, what?
I'm like, yo, like, this dude is, he surrounds himself with a bunch of women that look hella young.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy.
It is. It's kind of suspect a little bit.
Yes.
Oh, man. But yeah. So, yeah.
I don't know. I'm excited.
The season two, I think it's supposed to come out what?
I think it's this year.
Yeah, I think it was like November or October or something like that.
Something like that. I don't know. I can't wait.
Dude, that's going to be another little party for me because I'm just going to be just watching out of it.
I cannot wait for the next season. The dude that I think it's supposed to be based in that big city he ran into... The head demon guy?
Tokyo?
Muzan?
I thought it was Tokyo. Was it Muzan?
Yeah. So that big city, you know, in the anime, whenever Tanjiro, he's in the big city, and then he runs into old boy that looks like Michael Jackson.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
He looks like old MJ. And I think that's Tokyo, bro.
I thought it was Tokyo.
I think that is Tokyo, and I think that's where the next season's going to be based in.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you are completely right. But yeah, I would say if anybody gets the chance, go and watch that movie.
Absolutely.
Support if you're a big anime fan, I think you should go and support it.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, it's well worth. Like, I wouldn't say it wasn't a movie that shouldn't be watched in the theater because I thought it was.
Yeah, if it makes it to the big silver screen, you got to check it out.
You got to check it out before it bails, because then you got douchebags like me and Jeremy spoiling it for you.
That's true.
Because now you got to wait until it comes out on some fucking
Well, it's still showing. I think it's still going to show for like a couple of weeks, but then I think it could, doesn't it come out in June as well on video, like on Blu-ray and video?
I wouldn't doubt it. They're going to probably push it as fast as they can.
Yeah, I know they're not putting it on a streaming service.
No, well, probably not right now at the moment.
Yeah, well, later, some year, like maybe, I bet it'd be like a year or so.
I bet it'll come out when Demon Slayer 2 comes out.
The new season?
Yeah, I bet the new when the new
on a streaming service.
Yeah, I bet it'll come
I out. Doubt it.
You think?
I don't know, man. Because think about it. Look how long they waited to release it, and they didn't want to release it into a service because they wanted to make money off of it.
Well, of course, definitely.
Okay, that being said, the money that they're gonna make from people purchasing it, from people like, because they're gonna release it on Blu-ray, and then they're also gonna release it on where you can purchase it on download, on demand or whatever. So think, if they put it on a streaming service, no one's gonna purchase it.
That's 100% true.
You know, so I'm sure they're gonna wait for a while and then throw it on a streaming service. And I did watch a video the other day where they were talking Netflix was in talks with Sony about exclusively streaming all the Demon Slayer stuff.
Oh shit.
Yeah, like as far as movies go.
Oh shit.
I don't know how true that is. Like I said, I just watched it on a YouTube video. Some dude said that. I haven't done my own research. But yeah, so it's just something I heard.
It's all right. Here we just make speculations and just go off it like that.
Hey, that's what most people do nowadays.
I mean, hell. I'm trying to think here. Like I said, everybody go check it out. If you haven't actually watched Demon Slayer, you're probably a piece of shit.
They could be like Justin working, bro.
Nah, dude. If they haven't watched Demon Slayer the series by now,
First of all, hold on. Listen. You have no room to talk.
No,
listen. You have no room to talk. As a matter of fact, you just watched it not too long ago.
Well, yeah, when it first
after it had been out for a hot minute.
I watched it with everybody else.
You are so full of shit, bro.
Listen, all I'm saying is that if you've never watched Demon Slayer, the series by now, you're probably a dude that lives in his basement fucking a cat like a dick koozie.
Oh my god. Bro. Did you like, how long did it take you to work on that one, to come up with that one?
No, I just thought about it in the top of my head. I was like,
damn, that was pretty, it's pretty slick, man. That was a good combination there.
Listen,
that was at least a three piece.
Let me bow down to you here. Let me bow.
That was a three piece, bro, for sure.
I'm just saying, I mean, you got to watch it. It's so good. That
it is good. It's definitely right now, I think it's one of the top tier animes out there. Hands down.
I think if you're watching any other show, I don't give a fuck what you're watching. You stop what you're doing now. You turn on Netflix. You get on Demon Slayer. Watch the Japanese version, because it's I think it's way better.
It is better. The sub version is definitely better.
Yeah, I would say go do that. If you don't like it, if you're like, well, I'd rather watch the English version because I like the English version better. Well, it's probably because you're racist. And so you need to actually just go ahead and watch the sub version, be done with it. And then if you want to, go back and watch the English version, because you're going to want to watch it again. I promise you.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You know, there are some people that need that hooked on phonics. Hey, they might not be able to read the subtitles very quickly, so.
Well, then they shouldn't really be a part of any society, should they?
Bro, why do you think we went and seen the dub version? Why do you think we went and seen the dub version? I was worried about you, Mitch.
Listen, just because I don't know my words. motherfucker. Anyway, so I'm just glad the one person that wasn't in it was Vin Diesel.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. I mean,
tell me about it.
He probably would have been the train that went choo-choo.
Bro, oh my gosh. I can't even believe we didn't talk about the train scene.
What do you mean?
That one dude, I think his name was Inmu. The dude that was on the train putting people to sleep.
Oh yeah, the badass. He was a badass demon.
Did you think so?
I mean, so his power was badass. Like
it was, but
I mean, honestly, because it wasn't. That was never supposed to wake up any person. And
that's true. Rengoku was still sleeping through it.
I mean, yeah, if you think about it, Tanjiro was like awake. I mean, he figured out how to break the thing. Now, don't get me wrong, Tanjiro is like a badass, but
he is.
I give it to that demon some credit.
Here's my thing about it. You know, at the end of the season, he was like, Muzan gave him a shot of blood and was like, bro, you're going to get this blood. And if it doesn't kill you, you're going to be hella strong.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to be so strong. He's like, you're going to be stronger than all these dudes. And so I was like, okay, if Tanjiro could not cut off what's his name's neck at first, the spider kid,
spider bitch,
and it broke his sword, I was like, damn. I guess that training he did must have that must have been like him taking some steroids, bro.
I'm telling you, man, it's they talk about that breathing in that episode,
that breathing technique. I wonder if that's a thing.
Dude, I'm gonna stab myself with like some kind of like sharp, skinny object, and then I wanna see if I can, you know, solder my nerves back together.
Alright, well if you do that, let me catch it on camera. Send to America's Funniest Home Videos and try to win something for like the dumbest person I know.
I'm on StreamYard and I'm just stabbing myself. I'm like, all right, today's the challenge. And I'm like, ah.
Yeah, that I don't think that's going to work, bro.
You know, you never know.
Yeah, you never know what you can put your mind to.
That's true.
You just have to believe in yourself. Believe it! That was a Naruto thing. I don't know if you caught that.
Fucking nerd. I guess I'm gonna end the show. I just want to tell everybody to go on Apple iTunes and rate and review us, because that really does help us in the charts. If you want to find Jeremy, go to Jeremy's Facebook page and tell him that, you know, he likes
not being a basic bitch for not having a camera.
Yeah, why are you a basic bitch? Why don't you have a camera? Like, who the fuck doesn't have a camera on their desktop? Don't make no sense. I hope you don't get thousands of messages.
It's all right. If I do, I know how to block people.
Well, if you do, you know you're famous now.
That's right. I'll redirect them back to you, bro.
Well, I'm just saying. So tell everybody. I mean, so go on Apple iTunes.
The secret reach around technique. Oh, Mitch, you need to teach me that for sure.
One day I will teach you, and one day you will surpass me.
I do have soft hands.
Yeah, it's all in the breathing.
All right.
If you guys like the show, like and share it. That also does help. And leave us any comments. If you like the show, we'd like to hear about it. Also, I want to tell Devin McVetti he can go fuck himself.
Devin? Yeah. I don't know who you are, but apparently you need to go fuck yourself.
He's an old rival of mine, so we're back and forth all the time.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I can dig that.
Yeah. And also go watch his show, The Fandom Effect. If you haven't, it's pretty shitty. So, anyways, I'm out. Jeremy, thank you for being a part of the show.
Hey, man, thank you for having me, man. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, and Devin gets married Friday. Congratulations. Has no fucking idea what the fuck she is doing.
Well, congratulations, Devin. I don't know you, but I Wish you nothing but the best, sir.
I'm glad that's one. All right, man. Thanks.
All right. No problem, man. Thank you.
Carpool Shenanigans is on all major platforms. Make sure to listen, review, feedback is always welcome. For all the exclusives, make sure to follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Carpool Shenanigans, and tune in next Friday for an all-new episode.